Order.
Returning from a fortnight's adjournment, MPs will meet with this announcement from the Speaker, David Carter.
Honourable members, I wish to advise the House that I've received a letter from the Honourable John Banks, resigning his seat in the House with the effect from 5 p.m. on Friday, 13 June 2014.
That was at the start of question time, while this announcement came at its conclusion.
I have received letters from the Right Honourable Winston Peters and Honourable David Cunliffe seeking to debate under Standing Order 386 the decision of the Auckland High Court in relation to charges that Honourable John Banks filed a false electoral return, his subsequent resignation, and its implications for confidence in the government. For there to be an urgent debate, there must be a particular case of recent occurrence that involves administrative or ministerial responsibility of the government that requires the urgent attention of the House. An urgent debate is a way of holding the government to account for an action for which it is responsible. There must be distinct ministerial responsibility for the particular case which is sought to debate. There is no ministerial responsibility for the decision of the High Court or the resignation of a member. Furthermore, an urgent debate is not an appropriate means of exploring the question of confidence. The House procedures provide regular opportunities to test the confidence in a government.
The Speaker said a chance to debate the matter would likely come up later in the week.
I understand the government has today lodged a notice of motion seeking to set aside a by-election in the seat of Epsom and that this is likely to be debated this week. This will provide the opportunity to discuss the issues surrounding the resignation of the Honourable John Banks. The application is therefore declined.
And during question time itself, Labour's Sue Moroney put questions to Social Development Minister Paula Bennett about the findings of a recently published privately funded report on child abuse and domestic violence in New Zealand.
Will she agree to establish a cross-party task force to address the rates of child abuse and domestic violence in New Zealand as described in the People's Report, the People's Inquiry into Addressing Child Abuse and Domestic Violence?
Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr Speaker, no. We are 95 days out from a general election and setting up a cross-party task force now would simply all be about politics.
Supplementary.
Order.
Also among questions to ministers was this one for Bill English from David Cunliffe.
Given that the Prime Minister's party opposed KiwiSaver when Labor introduced it and now supported it, and given the crocodile tears he's just cried about low-income New Zealanders, will the Minister of Finance, the Prime Minister, both stand up and agree with us the minimum wage should be raised as soon as possible to $15 an hour? And if he doesn't, would he like to explain to New Zealanders why he wants to keep their wages down and their savings down and their banks
Order.
This is question time, not the general debate. Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, no. And the member is trying to tell people that low-income New Zealanders who will be hit by a 9% cut in their income won't worry about it because they can get a small percentage increase in the minimum wage. Actually, most of them aren't on the minimum wage. They have low incomes because they're seasonal workers, casual workers, or not working at all.
Meanwhile, Grant Robertson put questions about pay increases of a different kind to Economic Development Minister Stephen Joyce.
What pay offer for MB staff did he suggest or agree to when he met MB Chief Executive David Smole on the afternoon of the 4th of June?
Order. The question's been asked. I want to hear the answer.
Well, Mr Speaker, firstly, if the member would like to have a look at the Cabinet Manual, it says the Minister should maintain the independence of the Chief Executive's decision-making process, and that's what I have done in this regard. Mr Smole updates me on a range of things from time to time. In terms of a particular day, I have no idea, Mr Speaker, but in terms of the particular negotiations, that's very much the Chief Executive's responsibility.
Economic Development Minister Stephen Joyce. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.